Welcome back, newsman.
Thank you, web guy.
That's me.
Yes.
Let's look at what happened this week, the big things, the small things. One of my favorite stories of probably the whole year, ultimate Banksy prank.
Yes. I show my lack of, I show my ignorance of art, but I love this one. I love it.
Yeah, it's great. And everyone's probably seen it, but we're going to just dig a little deeper.
Drill down.
Let's get the backstory on what's going on here. How did he do it?
Yeah. Sorry, drill down is such an overused catchphrase these days.
Oh, man. It's all about the business speak with you. Also, for the first time probably in my entire life, I saw a news story revolving around a pith helmet. A pith helmet.
Yes.
I guess that it was on top of Melania Trump's head while she was visiting Kenya.
Yeah.
Is what added it up to be a news story.
Yeah, hey, I like the look, but we discuss, and you'll hear later, that probably not the best forum for that.
Also, the sailor mum's tweet goes viral.
Hello, sailor boy. It's an interesting one, isn't it?
Yeah, a lot to talk about with that one.
Our well-meaning mother just crosses the line.
Yeah. Also, the latest outrageous coffee trend. It's just silliness happening in Melbourne.
Yeah. You won't be seeing me there, penny-pinching Wilson.
And also, bad news if you weigh over 100 kilos and we're planning on riding a donkey in Greece.
I think we're fine combined, Tim.
Well, yeah, we neither weigh over 100 kilos or probably are planning a trip to Greece anytime soon. So it doesn't affect us, but there might be people out there who it does. We'll sort through that. So all that, not much more on this week's One Newsman and Web Guy. This week off, newsman, with a story that made me want to go out and buy a hat and then wear the hat and then tip my hat.
Oh, that's cool.
To this story.
That is the best intro for a pretty cool story.
Yep. Banksy. You know all about Banksy.
I do now. I am an idiot, but I've been living under a rock because this is... Yeah, I felt like when I first saw the headline, I went, oh, I think that rings a bell. But no, I found out more about Banksy this weekend than I had previously known.
I wasn't trying to throw you under a bus.
No, that's right.
You do genuinely know who Banksy is.
Yes.
Well, I mean, you don't actually know. No one knows who he is.
No.
But
I'll let you explain it, though.
Well, we would have all seen this story. Renowned street artist. Does his, you know... In the old days, it was called graffiti. This is, you know, this is art. Like, I'm not some wowser. Like, I'm pro Banksy. I think what he does is amazing. He, you know, stencil art on buildings and public places, basically. And I think he has, you know, no one knows who he is, but he does give interviews from time to time. And I'm sure I've seen him on record saying, like, he has a bit of a, you know, philosophical issue with his artwork being in galleries, and you know, auction houses, blah blah. You know, my art lives on the street.
Yes,
man.
I'm all about the art, not about the spoils.
Yeah, keep your white gloves off of my art. You take it off the street, and it, you know, it's dead. So. Phenomenal thing over the weekend where one of his pictures was auctioned off at Sotheby's, the finest auction house in London.
Oh,
I assume it's in London.
Oh my.
$1.7 million Australian dollars it went for. Wow, this is great. Everyone's loving it. And then the picture self-destructed, shredded itself. Like, how could you, if you want to really destroy a picture, shredding it is the way to do it.
Now, the video I saw of it, it only sort of got halfway through the shredding process.
Yeah.
Is that pretty much it?
Yeah, it only shredded half of it, but I mean...
Yeah, once it's...
Enough to ruin it.
Yeah, yep.
Your picture's half shredded. It's now,
I thought there were... Oh, you go on. You go on. Well... There's more to it.
I don't know if everyone was aware of this. I caught wind of a report of a scuffle that occurred at the entrance of Sotheby's. Ooh. Shortly after this incident. An outlet reported that a man dressed in black, wearing sunglasses and a hat, was seen scuffling with security guards near the entrance to Sotheby's shortly after the incident. The theory here is someone had to, you know, trigger some device to make the picture shred itself.
That was going to be one of my questions. Is it like a roller door opener?
Yeah. Beep. Exactly. So this man in a hat and sunglasses sounds very shady. Could not be ID'd. Was that Banksy? Was he in the auction room, you know, in disguise, and then push the button on his remote to trigger the shredding incident, and then took off, you know, was accosted by guards, but, you know, lost them because he's streetwise. Amazing. And then after that, he published on his Instagram account some videos of him as, when was it? It was years ago. He did this picture with a built-in shredder into the frame. So this was a prank years in the making and only just paid off.
Oh, so this is, wow. I thought it just, you know, just recently been framed.
I can't remember what year it was. Well, the work was from 2006. Girl with Balloon, 2006.
Mm.
And he has since shared video of himself, or a hooded figure,
yep,
building a shredder into the picture.
Oh, that
How is, amazing.
That is brilliant. How did he know it was going to work?
Well, the picture, whoever was selling it at the auction, had received it directly from Banksy. So he's set up this, you know, booby-trapped picture.
Yeah.
And sort of given it, well, he's got it into the hands of the right people, ended up being auctioned. I don't know why it's taken so many years. But anyway, lot of forethought, lot of planning, and he executed it perfectly years later. So how did he know it would work? Well, I don't know.
Because have you ever pulled out like a, you know, a pedestal fan or a TV that's been stored away, and you're just like, oh, is it going to work?
Has it been used for so long? Because it's been so long. Well, look, he's an artist. Everything he does, he puts, he does it with love.
Yeah.
So he knows what he's doing. Interestingly, some thoughts that the picture probably now worth more that it's been shredded. Because this is an outlandish event. Nothing like it's ever happened. It's a moment in history. So the picture is actually worth more now than it was before it was half.
Now, I heard the initial story, but have they ever done a follow-up story with the new owner of this shredded picture? What, their take on it? Or I don't think I'd be happy.
Really?
No. I think... Well, maybe are you buying it because you appreciate what's before you as an image, or are you...
Well, look, if I can be frank, it's not a Van Gogh.
No.
You know, you're not buying...
You're buying the name.
But you're buying it because it's Banksy.
Mm.
You know, the picture is a girl and losing a balloon and, like, you know, it's...
Right.
It's not the Mona Lisa, but it's Banksy. And so if you're a fan of him and you're buying, like, a piece of what he's done, well, then this makes it just even more Banksy-like than it already was.
Yeah. Yep.
So I think the owner would be thrilled. And I don't know that the owner has spoke. Last I heard, the auction place was still in a bit of a tiz about what to even do.
Now, the video I saw of it, and I only saw like 10 seconds of it, the reaction wasn't as big as I think Banksy would have been hoping for. Like, obviously, the worldwide interest was fantastic, but the people there were just having a chat, and then they just sort of went, oh.
Yeah.
Oh, it's
startled,
shredding.
Surprised.
Mm.
That probably everyone was just shocked, may not have even realized what was happening at first. Some suggestions that, you know, was this set up by Sotheby's? Did you get the whiff of a setup when in the footage?
That doesn't sound like their style, though, I wouldn't have thought.
They have totally denied that they knew anything about it.
Too stuffy.
They wouldn't be in on that.
No.
Not Sotheby's.
What is your thought on why this has captured the imagination of the world? I think we like, as mankind, everything's so predictable that it's nice to have... We all know that magic's not true. We all know, you know, back in the Dark Ages, people were impressed by sleight of hand. We're all sick of that stuff. But we love mystery. We love that we don't know who this person is. We like that so much planning went into something so devious, like cheeky.
Crafty.
It's like a Batman villain. It's like...
Yeah, he is like a Batman villain.
Just like sneaking in and out and remote control, you know, infrared or some.
Absolutely.
And planning ahead. It's just... And also, the other part that really appeals to people is paying so much money for something to get broken, to get destroyed.
Yeah. It's so... The excess of it. But also, it's a takedown of the rich and famous.
Yeah.
Because how many of us are going to be in Sotheby's bidding millions on an artwork?
Mm.
The proportion of people who are going to do that in their lifetime is minuscule. You know, all of us are on the outside looking in at that situation. And he has undone it from the inside out. And so, you know, 99% of the population who will never be bidding millions in Sotheby's are like, yes, you beauty. This is, you know, the joke's on them for once. This is great. Suck it.
So all of those combinations is what makes this story so appealing, amusing, shocking, entertaining. It's great.
It's just awesome. Newsman, like it or not, we say so much more than just the words we say. I don't know if that came out right.
Well, it sounded deep and thoughtful, but you might have to expand on it.
Obviously, what you say, you know, tells people a lot.
Yes.
But you send so many more messages to other people with non-verbal stuff. Body language, for example.
Yes.
Another big one is the clothes you wear.
Yeah. Over the podcast journey that we've had, we've spoken about all of these things and how research, job, potential bosses, they all take on board what you look like.
If I look at you, I think, all right, your outfit here is a man who can handle a news story. He's across what's happening in the world, and he could be trusted with my scoop if I had some news I needed to put out there.
As for you, you're looking very trendy, someone that is cutting edge, someone that knows, you know, the current fashions, the current trends online. It's all there. I can see it.
All right, you've thrown me with that blatant deception that you've just played on.
Oh, come on.
Melania Trump
is
often judged on the clothes she wears because she makes some strange choices, you could say. She has previously been called out for wearing, we spoke about it, bizarre jacket she wore in the middle of an immigration crisis where her husband, Donald Trump, was implementing this policy of separating kids from the parents at the border, and she wore a jacket with, I don't really care, do you? Like, in massive font across the back of her jacket. She also wore heels into a national disaster at some point. Just a couple of things that make people think, hang on, what?
Yeah.
Tone deaf is the phrase that gets thrown around.
I like that.
And I think because her clothes, she lets her clothes do the talking for her a bit, actually. She's not the most vocal first lady.
No.
She is a former model. It's all about appearance for her.
And generally, I'd say she looks good.
Oh, of course. No doubt. But there were eyebrows raised when she took a recent trip to Kenya and wore a pith helmet. I just like pith helmet.
Yeah.
Now, if you don't know the pith helmet, it's a colonial era hat, described as colonial era. I guess if you think of like a sweaty white guy in the 1960s going through Africa, and you know what kind of hat he's got on. Is that
I
like
keep picturing
rounded...
Bud Abbott, Lou Costello in some zany movie where they're...
Are they from the 1800s?
No. No. But, you know, pretty much if you were going to go... I'll give my take on it.
Yep.
If you were going to a dress up, a African safari dress up party.
Yes.
You would see the pith helmet by someone at some stage.
Yeah, it's a safari. It's an old fashioned safari.
You wear your socks up to your knees. You wear your khaki shorts, khaki shirt, the pith helmet.
Pith helmet. She wore one. Apparently it's the first time anyone has actually worn one. For a long time, and it does apparently it represents you know, white people heading over to Africa and just laying down the law.
Yeah.
So she was caused a bit of a stink. It was such a big brouhaha that she actually had to address it at some point.
Oh.
I've got a quote here. She was a little bit flustered about it, not altogether happy being called out on the pith helmet.
Yeah.
She said, "You know what? We just completed an amazing trip. We went to Ghana. We went to Malawi. We went to Kenya. Now here we are in Egypt. I want to talk about my trip and not what I wear. That's very important, what I do, what we're doing with USAID, my initiatives, and I wish people would focus on what I do, not what I wear." End quote. I'll quickly say, well, Melania, just don't wear outrageous stuff.
Yeah.
Don't wear stuff that anyone can comment on.
Would the helmet be as culturally insensitive as, is it up there with blackface or, I mean, is it?
No, I don't think it's as bad as that.
Basically you're going back to a part of history that probably isn't totally positive.
Just out of place. I feel like it's not the correct analogy. There are differences, obviously. But imagine if, like, the president of China came over to Australia and he thought, oh, I'm going to visit Australia. I want to make a, you know, I want to identify with these guys. I'm going to wear my suit jacket and a tie and a pair of football shorts because I know they like football. And they wear tight football shorts.
Right, and you'd be like, what?
And you'd be like, what? No one dresses like that.
Yeah.
What are you wearing this for?
It's almost like a caricature of what she thinks.
Yeah.
What she thinks she's getting herself into.
Yeah. She also went on to Egypt, and again, she was quizzed about what she wore. You'll get this reference, I'm sure, but
I doubt it.
I saw what she wore. It's like a... I'm not good with hat names. Maybe it's a fedora.
Fedora, let's have a look.
Band around it. I'll show you in a sec. Skinny black tie, suit jacket. And the hat is pulled down so you can't even see her eyes. And as soon as I saw her, I thought, that's Michael Jackson's Smooth Criminal.
I wasn't sure if you're going with... Didn't Celine Dion wear some weird man jacket back to
probably,
front?
Probably.
But yeah, I can. You're not really showing... Yep, Smooth Criminal.
Yeah, and that's
looks
what
looks like she's going to break into a snappy...
Yeah.
Dance routine.
And when I read a little deeper, basically everyone thought Smooth Criminal. So again, Melania, picking outfits that draw attention to themselves. So maybe don't be surprised when they get attention and people talk about them.
So why was she in Egypt again? Or?
Because of her initiatives.
Right.
And whatnot.
I do feel... a little bit sorry for her. Like, I think...
Yeah, she doesn't have a good life.
No, and she's trying to be the best person she can be.
Yep.
But when it comes down to it, she likes to be a fashion person. And so it's like this two personalities together. She's trying so hard to be a political support for her husband.
Mm.
But she can't help that natural instinct to just have flair and just be all... me, look at me.
And she is she's the ultimate fish out of water. She's living in a country where she wasn't born.
Mm-hmm.
She's come from the world of fashion, which is by no means the real world.
Yeah.
And she's married to a supposed billionaire.
Yeah.
Who was a reality TV star and has become president of the US. Her life is 100% unrelatable.
Mm.
She's lived in a bubble, inside a bubble. Maybe inside another bubble.
Ooh, comfortable.
She's under so many bubbles, she can barely see what's going on in the real world. So, okay. I mean, that's not to have, you know, that's not to feel bad for her, but she has a strange life.
But it seems a message from you, tone it down. tone it.
Just dress, as a rule of thumb, just dress less like Michael Jackson. Newsman, a story this week really brought a smile to my face. I'm even smiling now, just talking about it. I showed it to you.
Yes.
Before. I'll get your thoughts in a second. For any of our listeners who haven't seen it, the story revolved around a viral tweet posted by a US mom. M-O-M.
Mom.
A US mom. She wrote, "This is my son. He graduated number one in boot camp. He was awarded the USO award. He was number one in A school. He is a gentleman who respects women. He won't go on solo dates due to the current climate of false sexual accusations by radical feminists with an axe to grind. I vote. Hashtag him too." That comment is accompanied by a picture of her son, who is wearing a full-blown sailor's outfit, sailor's hat,
mm-hmm.
the scarfy thing they wear around their neck, white jumpsuit, with his knee up on something, his chin resting on his hand, the other hand poised on his hip.
Teapot style
in an overall pose I can only describe, I think, fairly as somewhat, if not ultra camp. I ask you, newsman, what's going on here?
Just typical, like, vintage style picture of a sailor.
Posing like that, vintage.
Yeah, I reckon.
Just that's a typical sailor pose.
Yeah, in the 1920s or something.
Yes, in the 1920s.
But yeah, very, very camp. Yeah, it. We are jumping to a lot of conclusions.
Well, what do you think is going on?
Based on the photo.
Does that bring a smile to your face to see that?
Yeah, it does.
And why does it?
Well, it appears. Well, let's be honest, we don't know.
If you want to edge around it, I'll just say it.
He looks gay. Is that what you were edging around?
He does, absolutely. And where the humour comes from is the mum, it appears,
is none the wiser,
believes her son is not going on dates with women because of some weird, you know, #MeToo climate where men are being unfairly, she thinks, accused of stuff. Her virtuous son is not even dating women at the moment because of that whole mess. It seems that she is unaware that possibly, maybe even probably, her son is gay.
So have you trawled through some of the comments that have accompanied this?
Well, first of all, I'm thinking #HimToo. What even is this? And apparently, I've seen some other posts. Apparently, there is it's sort of like a backlash to Me Too thing,
yep.
Where people are now saying, oh, look, guys are just being unfairly and untruthfully slandered with these accusations of inappropriate behaviour. I saw one post of someone telling anyone who had a son to make sure he wears a body camera and a recording device.
Oh, that'll end well.
On any date he goes on.
That will end terribly.
Men aren't safe in America anymore. There is a war on men. This is the kind of stuff they're on about.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what she's talking about. But really, you know, and it's gone viral. And, you know, not. I think it's a bit of a touchy one for everyone, because if this guy is, I know in the closet is not the right phrase to use. Like, that's probably outdated now. But if he hasn't had maybe a discussion with his mum about what his preference is, and, you know, maybe he doesn't even have to, but this has brought it all to a head. It has gone global now, and they have clearly, or, you know, perhaps they haven't had a conversation that maybe they should have before, you know, this thing went viral. In retrospect, maybe they would have chatted.
Yeah. I haven't closely looked at his face. Does he look under... Is he under 20, do you think?
Or? I'm showing you a picture of him in the same pose. After this went viral, he set up his own Twitter account. And he's posted a picture of himself in the same pose, but just wearing normal clothes.
And what's that say?
Well, how old do you think he looked, first of all?
Probably early 20s.
Yeah, probably in his 20s.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You know, he's in that zone where he could be still, you know, needing to have that. I'm sure it could be a tough conversation, depending on what your background is and what your relationship with your parents is. Certainly in that period of his life where, you know, this could still be a bit up in the air. He wrote, "That was my mum. Sometimes the people we love do things that hurt us without realizing it. Let's turn this around. I respect and hashtag believe women. I never have and never will support hashtag him too. I'm a proud Navy vet, cat dad, and ally. Also, Twitter, your meme game is on point," because, you know, the picture was sent up many millions of times. So, nice post by him. Perhaps has not addressed the elephant in the room, which, you know, nor does he need to address that elephant in the room. It's really between him and his mum.
When he says ally, what's he mean there?
Ally. Yeah. I assume he means, like, he's a supporter of women who have been, right, you know, indecently treated by men.
Yeah. Oh, I feel like the mum has, and it sounds, from what you said, it sounds like a huge part of the US population just have missed the point of the whole campaign. Like, women just want to be treated respectfully. Mm. I don't think they're expecting, I think you can act naturally without
without having your body covered in recording devices.
Yeah, I just think they've taken it too far. And
the
amount of men sort of getting harassed or missing out on life compared to women would not even be able to compare it. So why they're going, oh, how about men?
I saw it pointed out, Me Too is not an exclusively female movement.
Mm.
You know, there's no need to kind of whip up a backlash to it.
Mm.
You don't need to fight this thing. Like, if there are guys who have been unfairly treated or targeted, well, they can be part of Me Too as well.
Yeah, yeah. So what's the most you get out of this? That sons and mothers should have honest conversations, or is it more mum should just... Well, anyone in general should just think before they tweet, or...
No one has done anything wrong. Apart from perhaps the mum's...
She's just given an opinion.
Yeah, she's just given an opinion. She hasn't done anything wrong. The son's done nothing wrong. Neither of them have done anything wrong. This is 2018, where before, you know, no one felt like or knew that, a delicate family situation. It's not delicate. Just a family situation. Who knew that could be preempted by a viral online event.
Mm.
What's interesting is I wanted to track down the mum. Her Twitter account's been deleted.
Oh.
So it would have been nice to see some follow-up tweets from
her.
She's
probably devastated. Probably just...
scared maybe as well.
Scared.
Probably. Overwhelming.
Yeah.
But it would be nice to... if what we are thinking could be a possibility, if that was the case, you know, maybe she could have live tweeted the conversation with her son.
Mm.
And then we could have got to see her reaction after they, you know, chatted it out. I don't know. Would have been interesting. But, you know, clearly none of our business. But, she's out of there. Account's deleted. A couple things to work through here, newsman. First of all, I want to quickly slip in the craziest headline I saw this week.
Excellent.
And I'll just read you the headline. We'll probably just leave it there. One, because... well, you'll see. And two, because I didn't actually read the story at all. Just read the headline. That was enough for me.
That was enough. And there's the victory for the sub-editor, if there is such a thing anymore.
But you really want that click.
Yeah, you do. But...
and they didn't get the click.
Oh, okay. So you didn't even...
I didn't even click it. But anyway, craziest headline I saw this week. Craziest / most humorous somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Tina Turner worried about her wigs during sex.
How could you not click on that? I'm going next door and clicking on that straight away.
What else do you need to know?
Well, how old is Tina Turner?
I don't know.
Why is she even... maybe, yeah, so many questions.
Did you know that she wore wigs?
Well...
I never really thought about it.
I always thought her hair looked horrific, so...
Hmm.
But maybe that was just horrific hair, and then she's got older and it's got a bit thinner and she needs to keep that look going. I don't know.
I guess the worry would be that maybe it would fly off. Is that the concern?
Wow. Bush City Limit.
The only worry you could have about a wig is that it would fly off.
Yeah. Like, anyway. Like her lover would be like, oh my God. You're so old and you're wearing a wig. What a surprise. Well, there you go. It's generated 2 minutes of talk.
What we really meant to talk about is an even more shocking story than that one.
How is that possible?
I have learned this week that Melbourne cafes are now selling goblets of coffee for $150.
Goblets?
First of all, in 2018, that headline should be written this way. Melbourne cafes are now selling goblets of coffee for $150 because, of course, they are. I don't know if you've seen that internet lingo, but no. Because, well, a Melbourne cafe, you know.
Yeah, they're notorious for.
That conjures up mental pictures for you. And then, of course, a Melbourne cafe would be doing this.
Yeah.
From what I could gather, nothing really special about the coffee other than it comes in a goblet. The picture I saw looks as though maybe the coffee comes in like a bit of a bottle as well. So you get a bottle of coffee that you can pour into the goblet. No mention of it being anything in particular, like, fancy about the coffee.
People are idiots. So they're just paying for it. It's nothing. It's not a... We've spoken about different coffees with a reason for being so expensive.
Mm.
But this just...
Not that I could find. And I want to quickly pull you up. Are people idiots or are millennials idiots? Because that's who is doing this. That's who's buying it.
Well, it's people with... money to burn, I guess.
No, it's millennials.
And they don't have money to burn. No.
Maybe Melbourne millennials. Oh. A certain breed of Melbourne millennials. Anyway, I couldn't find out what would warrant the coffee being $150, but this consumer psychologist has told the Herald Sun that coffee is becoming like whiskey or wine or craft beer, where people know the category very well, and are looking for experiences and are prepared to pay for them. He goes on to say that basically this is being fueled by Instagram. So you can post an Instagram photo of yourself drinking the $150 coffee. Mm. That's the only reason why people are buying it.
Yeah. Yep. Enough said, I guess. People just want a popular photo. They want a photo that gets approval.
Cafe owner told this consumer psychologist that cafe owners now realize that they have to make their cafes cool. People are prepared to pay for cool. What a time we live in.
Yeah. I call these people idiots, but I am in a constant battle of missing out on fun things and things that are all the go. Versus just me going, that is stupid. That is a waste of time and money. You're like, you got to find the balance, don't you? And I think I'm too Scroogey and bah humbug about everything. But I guess you got to find the balance where you go, well, it was an experience. But yeah, can you justify 150 clams?
It's not an experience I would be partaking in.
Or 100.
Don't mind if others want to, but are you talking about the trick to living in the modern life? The trick to really nailing modern life is a lot of crazes will come past your desk.
Mm.
You got to pick which ones. You got to pick the winners. You can't jump on every craze, every trend. There's too many. It's relentless. You got to surf those waves that are going to last. Like when Facebook popped up, I thought, don't need to get on that.
No.
That's going to just fizzle out like MySpace did. Got that one wrong.
Right. Well, I mean, part of it for me is I think everything's a bit... like everything new is can be silly or just slightly different. And it's just... you got to sometimes just go, hey, this is what everyone's doing. Let me have a go at it as well.
Mm.
Blah. But, yeah.
But you don't have to pay 150.
Mm.
Yep. Also, want to talk about something else? Have we got time?
Oh, yeah, sure.
This headline caught my eye during the week. Fairly unpolitically correct. Inpolitically correct? Non-politically correct.
Good.
Fat ban on tourists riding iconic Santorini donkeys. So donkeys in the Greek town of Santorini take tourists up to the top of some mountain. Now the operators, tourist operators are saying, sorry, if you weigh over 100 kilos, you don't get to ride the donkey.
Yeah, that seems fair enough. Don't want to break them. Don't want to.
No. The more I looked at this, the more I felt no one should be riding these donkeys. Apparently, they work long hours, 7 days a week, during the hot, very busy peak tourism season. They have no shelter or water or rest, activists claim. They might have beefed up that last bit. Surely they get water. But anyway, people get on these donkeys instead of taking a 30-minute walk or a 2-minute cable car ride. So you could walk half an hour, or if you can't, get the cable car, 2 minutes. Only reason they want to get on these donkeys is they feel like it's a...
experience.
It's a, like, authentic Greek experience. Yeah.
Could they change it up a bit where you can lead a donkey up the hill?
Yeah. Or let the donkey ride you.
It's something like that, or whether you can herd the donkeys. Not with whips, just feathers.
Yes. Well, that's apparently some of the handlers do whip the donkeys. Oh. So it's just a bad situation. Yeah. But maybe what you're talking about, if you've got a little kid, you can put the kid on the donkey.
Mm.
And then, yeah, exactly what you said, lead them up. And
or
then
just...
everyone wins.
If we go back to the theme of why people do some of these experiences, just let people pose on them.
Yeah.
And then you walk up.
Yeah. Well, and you don't even have to pose with a real donkey. It could just be a green screen.
Yep.
And you sit on a block, and then they Photoshop in a donkey. You can choose which donkey.
Or you can have the photos. Sorry. You're going to have that. You can have a photo next to the donkey, and the poster you get says, I took the rail car. Don't be an ass. Take the rail car. Sorry.